Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio at 92.3 FM. We also welcome those joining us through DCNowRadio.com, as well as those listening in through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We have three different broadcasts going on for this show, and we definitely welcome all of you to it. Today we're going to be speaking to recording artist Ricky J. He's making his first appearance on our program to talk to us not only about his journey in music, learning who he is through music, but also how he has not allowed a success to change him, how he's been true to himself and to the music that he produces, now celebrating the release of his new project, Paint the Town. We actually are going to be hearing new music from that project today. Ricky, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hey, how are you, man?
Doing really well. Thanks a lot for being on with us.
No problem. My pleasure.
Okay. As I mentioned, you're celebrating the release of the album, Paint the Town. We're going to talk about that a little bit more later. But you, this is not, of course, your first time at the games. You have been very active in music in the past. You've seen your singles being able to top charts. Talk to us about your love affair of music, Ricky. When did you first know that music was going to be your thing?
I mean, I was always, like, even as a kid, you know, everybody has that Michael Jackson story. So, always as a kid, I always had, you know, around the music. And it was just something, you know, I wanted to do. I was always in the clubs, you know, doing the teenage clubs. And it was just something that was just, you know, when you just got to feel it. You know, you know what's in you.
Yeah, you know what's in you. And to go from having that feeling, Ricky, to actually being able to do it, take us through that ride, because I can only imagine to go from someone who admires other artists to then being admired yourself. Did that take some getting used to?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's not easy. nothing that you want is ever easy. So you just gotta, you know, just a lot, you know, teenager writing some stuff in school, and I came up with something, showed it to a friend. He's like, oh, well, we gotta find somebody. And then different people we knew, and, you know, the club circuit. You know,
right.
As a teenager, you always sneak out and go to the club. So
right.
We had known some people, some producers, and they were like, hey, let's try something. And it just built relationships with different producers. And then when we found something that was good, you know, we tried to send it to some labels, some contacts, and then, you know, the whole machine got started that way. And then you start learning the business aspect and how different it is. It's not just about
right.
music at one point.
Exactly, and you know, we're definitely going to talk about that, because you made a decision to step away for a moment. But before that decision, you have got a chance to really work with some great artists along the way. Talk to us about what you were able to learn from them, Ricky, because I can only imagine, as in any, I believe, in any career, you have individuals that do kind of take you in, you get to know them, and it becomes more than just about the music, which initially brings you together. Did you find yourself being able to learn lessons from some of those artists?
Yeah, I mean, you see the rights and the wrongs. You see, hey, man, a lot of these guys can make more money, but a lot of them, you know, you get certain artists that you hang around and become way too involved with themselves, like they become way too high and mighty.
Yeah.
And then you see the other, you know, I've learned the booking game. I've learned a lot of games. So being around different artists, you see some people with a crazy work ethic, and then you're like, okay, I gotta get on. I got to be like that. And then you see some other
right.
artists that are probably really talented, but then they're just way, way, way too about just them that you're
yeah.
like, this is crazy. This is like, yeah, they could be as rich as they want, but to me it's just, I like being a people person. I like being out there. That's why I want to be that people's champ. That's, you know, I'm in the club still. I don't have to go and hide from people. I don't need, you know, this, different people have a different persona about themselves. You know, yeah, you always want to have that security about yourself and somebody watch your back, but at the same time, you don't want to be so secluded that people are like, I can't even say hi, and that's just ridiculous. So
yeah.
I've learned a lot of things, from the booking game to the production to the writing and just the whole, you know, how it's not just about music anymore. So,
exactly.
You know, and it's just, I mean, things evolve, and you got to either go with them or not.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's a really good point, and I'm actually going to come back to that. For those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Ricky J. He's making his first appearance on the program, talking to us about, for one thing, the love of music. As he mentions, of course, Michael Jackson was one of those people he was able to see and say, you know what, you know, I like that, I want to do this. And then he went from that to actually doing it. Now, Ricky, there have been people who have come and gone since you've been on the musical scene. And
yeah.
I think one thing that is amazing to me is the resilience that you have, the passion you have
yeah.
for it. What
I
is
gotta,
it? What, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said I'm very persistent. I never give up.
I was just going to ask you, what do you think it is about you that keeps you here when so many others have come and gone?
I guess a lot of the people come and go in terms of some people don't have the the drive to do it all. Like some people want to do it, and they're like, you know what, I did it. It's a phase. And to me, it's not a phase because it's who I am. Like, it's not just music, it's entertainment, and that's what I'm good at. That's what I know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I should have been a lawyer because I can really litigate and debate a lot of things. But I decided music, and then when you to me, it's like, hey, you know, you pick your path and you stay on it. That's
yeah.
you know, good or bad, because there's gonna be great days, gonna be bad days, gonna be a lot of downtime, and then a lot of great times. So you just gotta. To me, I just kept on pushing on to, you know, I stay true to my word and stay true to myself.
Yeah. Now I mentioned earlier that you made a decision a few years ago, Ricky, and that decision came after you had really, I mean, people around the world got to know you. They got to know your music. But then in around 2004, 2005, you made a decision to step away for a moment. Talk to us about that, because I think it kind of culminates with what you said, but I want to hear it from you. This is a business at the end of the day. It would be great if you could just, I think with anything else, just be able to do what you like to do, and that's all you have to worry about. But it is a business. Talk to us about the decision to walk away from it. And what you learned during that time that now you're using now that you've returned?
I think it's just a combination of, you know, who's around you and me. For myself, I had to just get away from certain things. I started pushing somebody else, and I was like, hey, you know what, let me try and give an opportunity to somebody else because, you know, being a Canadian recording artist sometimes is a lot of different challenges that you got to go through. You know, it's not – Canada's a great market. It's, you know, it's great to live in, but musically to come out and want to be that, you know, international superstar is very difficult. So I just say, hey, let me take time off. Let me just let me give my time to somebody else. So I started, you know, learning the management game, pushing somebody else, learning the production aspect, really learning the business side of things.
Yeah.
And then just really trying to figure out where I wanted to go with it. And then, you know, one day I woke up and just said, hey, I think I could do this again. I got it back in me. I'm ready to go for the long haul.
Yeah.
So it's just I like to learn things. It's like even when I move somewhere, like when I go to LA, I've been to LA so many times. It's like I like to learn my surroundings. I like to know what I'm getting into. And music is one of those things. Entertainment, just in general, is just one of those things. Is you got to go all the way in and learn it all, and be prepared to deal with the Jekylls and the thieves, and you got to be prepared to take certain lumps over the head with a smile. I think that's what I think I was just been conditioning myself over the last 3 years, out of all the trials and tribulations, building another artist, trying to get them going, then having them try and be shady on you, and it's all that whole just really learning the whole aspect of it.
Exactly. Now, you're back, as I mentioned, with the new album, Paint the Town. The single from producer Jeff Can Get It Ready that we're going to listen to first is One Drop, and I should let our listeners know that the entire album is available right now on iTunes. I was able to get mine this morning. Encourage you to go to iTunes and get it. But Paint the Town is the album, Ricky J. Talk to us about
yeah.
the single One Drop.
One Drop is just, you know, I had a big song in Canada called What a Night, and now we're just starting to release everything. And One Drop was just one of those songs that came along. Me and my co-partner, co-writer, that dude, who does some vocals on the song, it was just inspired. We like club music. We're like, hey, this kind of sounds like a club banger, kind of sounds like a different, like a Pitbull meets an Akon meets a Will.i.am. And we just vibe to it. And we just started writing, and we're like, you know, and also the influences, you know, One Drop, out there a lot of Jamaican music, you know, One Drop. It's, you know, in the reggae scene, it's, you know, that term. So it's just we kind of took that and put it to more like a pop blend of a song, and you know, this is what it came out to be, just a good, you know, good club track, good radio track, party track for the girls.
All right. Well, since we have you here with us, Ricky, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce the force?
Hey, well, this is Ricky J, and you're about to listen to the brand new song called One Drop, Ricky J featuring Dat Dude.
Like the star, oh girl, you bad. Da 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 da. Let me hear you sing. One drop, try, two, two, try, try. Three, three, drop, try, four.
blogtalkradio.com. You know, Ricky, I've been doing the show now for 9 years, and one thing that always amazes me is the amount of adoration fans have for some of the guests that I have on this program. When you look at how your fans, I mean, we're just there for you, whether it's on the social sites or actually at your events, does that just really validate for you that you are doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, fans to me is like I had to rebrand and start rebuilding because I took a lot of time off, and my whole move to the States has really been that's what I'm really after is to get that. But yeah, I've always had a bunch of loyal people, like really good people that always follow. That probably the last people you'd think you'd be like, really, you know, some certain DJs or some hard, you know, people that like different kind of music are like, oh, you like this stuff? So, because I'm more like just a, I'm more on that pop level now, you know. I'm doing the radio thing, doing the club thing. So the fan thing, to me, it's always a constant building, I think. And as long as I stay out there in the clubs, I think that's, you know, that's what I try and get back to, being tune with people. And, yeah, it's interesting to see how things go. And then as you rebuild yourself and then people go back and be like, oh, my God, you had other stuff out earlier. We never knew. So to me, it's always interesting. To me, fans are just, you know, different friends. That's all.
Right, right. And, as I said earlier, Paint the Town is now available on iTunes. We'll remind you of that as well as give you Ricky's website at the end of our broadcast. You know, Ricky, I have this conversation with a recording artist as well as with authors as well, because I think one thing that some people think, and you've been in this business long enough to know differently, that some people think, you know, once you've gotten to a certain level, you can just stop. Talk to us about the grind, and for one thing, why it's so important to not let up, but also how it also keeps pushing you to a new level as well.
I mean, I believe everything that you want to do, I mean, everybody has a certain struggle, everybody has a certain grind. To me, it's just, you know, you get your slow days that you're like knocking yourself, you know, across the head, and you're like, man, I gotta get out there faster, and then you gotta put a lot of faith in, you know, whoever's helping you push, either be a distributor, a label, and then you got to just take things in your own hand. You have to go, and like, especially today, it's not like how it used to be in the music business. You got to go out there. You really got to go get your own fans. You got to start multitasking. I used to DJ when I was younger, and then I was like, I stopped that, just hosted parties, and now I'm back to DJing some stuff, DJing some events while, you know, after a performance, or even instead of performing, I'll just go do a small set and host a party. You know, you become multitask now. You got to do everything. You got to be able to look at your artwork and be like, I want this there. Oh, I think I can fix that quick. You got to be on your Twitter and on everything. So there's a lot more for an artist to handle and take care of. Especially when you're doing it on an independent level. You don't have, you know, right. You don't have a million managers. You don't have, you know, you're trying to do it just you on a grassroots campaign. So there's a lot of work to do, and then sometimes you get your, not your lazy days, but you're like, man, I want to be out there. I want to be out there more, and then you have to kind of go with the flow of how other people work. So it's kind of like a stop-and-go game, and you have to be prepared to stop and wait, and that's sometimes a problem. That's when I get even more active in the game. I got to stop and wait. Okay, what else can I do? Well, how many more emails can I send out? You know, so it's always a work. If you really want it, you got to push.
Yeah, and I think that you couldn't have said it better. If you really want it, and I think that's the key, this is what you really want to do, you don't just want the fun aspect of it. If you want this for the long term, you have to be able to push. I think that's a great lesson. As we talk about the new project, Paint the Town, Ricky, what do you hope as people listen through the different tracks? And I tell you, I mean, there's so many different vibes on it. I was listening to it today after I got it on iTunes, and there are so many different vibes there. What do you hope people take away from you? I mean, if this is a conversation, if this album is a conversation with Ricky J, what do you hope the listener takes away from it?
I just hope that they have that good feeling, that good vibe, that where, you know, there's a few songs on there that you definitely want to get in the party mode, and then some songs be like, oh, man, I had that kind of night last night, and then there's, like, another song like, you know, World of Czars is more like that, Meet Me Halfway, Black Eyed Peas record, where you're, you know, I'm reaching out to people saying, hey, you know, I've gone through certain trials and tribulations. I'm still here. I'm doing my thing, and this is what I'm going to keep on doing. And then, you know, I got a little bit more of an urban vibe on a song called Kama Sutra, where I feature this artist from L.A., this girl named Sibley. And that's more of that in the strip club, in that hip-hop club vibe, because I just wanted to take away that, you know, I could sort of touch on a little bit of everything. I could do the pop stuff, but don't count me out, because I can hit the club stuff, and then I can't hit that urban stuff. I'm just like, it just kind of shows that I like a lot of different music. There's one song called What You Think that's kind of a cross between LMFAO meets Daft Punk. Not that it was made like that. It's just, it comes out with that sound where you're like, hey, that kind of sounds familiar, but it's different. So.
Right. Right, and I think that's the thing. I mean, you have continued to be able to push, and as you mentioned, other people who may not have known about your other music, it also is available on iTunes. But again, we're speaking to a recording artist, Ricky J. He's an individual who definitely knows the music business, but he also knows himself, and I think it comes through in his music and also in the conversation. As you can tell here, you can stay in contact with Ricky by going to his website at www.rickyj.com. That's RickyJ.com. You can also find his fan page on Facebook, And then he's on Twitter at OfficialRickyJ is where you can find him. Ricky, the last question I have for you is actually about others, those who are watching you, those who are coming up after you. Just like you had individuals that you emulated, what advice would you give to up-and-coming artists about the importance of knowing themselves and being true to the craft?
I mean, I just really just to stay on it. I mean, everybody has an opinion. Like, I could show one song or one video to, you know, different people, and everybody has their own opinion. You know, you have even, I mean, I've seen music label individuals saying, oh, you know, that song, well, we don't know about that. And then next minute it's a gold record, and I pushed it, right? So everybody has their own opinion. Everybody has their own two cents that they want to put in so they feel like they contributed to the project, or, oh, I would do this differently. And then sometimes coming from certain people that have a bigger budget, you're looking at them going, are you crazy? How do you want me to do that? So I think it's just really about staying on it and just doing what you love to do, and then, you know, letting it speak for itself at sometimes. Like, you don't even have to. There's certain things I just put out there just to put out there, and I just let it go. And then people are like, hey, we really like that song. I let things go the way they have to go and try not to stress over stuff. Just keep on – don't look back. Just keep on going forward. You know, there's a lot of things you could say I did better, and just try and get better at it. Never think that your game is 1,000%. You always got to try and, you know, get better musically or stage-wise, and just, you know, learn the business aspect, because there's a lot of ups and downs. You just got to be strong about it. Just keep on going for the gold. That's how I say it. Go for the gold. Go for the gold.
Go for the gold, and you're hearing it from a man who's had the gold. So definitely you should pay attention to that. Ricky, man, it's been a great pleasure to be able to have you on the program. We wish you nothing but the best with the album, Paint the Town. Actually, we're going to close with the lead single from the album. But I just want to say again from our program, continued success to you. We look forward to staying in contact with you.
Hey, well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the look, and I just hope people get out there, and they can always reach me on the, you know, on the Facebooks. I'm out there on the YouTube. We just put out the new video. It's got another one coming, and I'm just really active on there. I got a lot of footage, and I got some footage of me in Mexico and Cabo all over. So just trying to show people, hey, I'm out here. I'm in the club. You know where to find me.
Exactly. You know where to find them. And again, of course, make sure you bookmark RickyJ.com. For our listeners that are joining us through DCNowRadio.com, coming up at 30 minutes past the hour, you'll have my conversation with Julie Ziegler Norman. Of course, many know her as the daughter of Zig Ziglar. I discuss with her her new book, Growing Up Ziegler, A Daughter's Broken Journey from Heartache to Hope. For those that are listening to us through blogtalkradio.com at 30 minutes past the hour, you'll be hearing my exclusive interview with Gail Nakasako. She's here to talk to us about the ups and downs of homeschooling, so definitely want to stay tuned for that. For our radio listeners, you'll be joining us also for our interview with Gail. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Speaking of good music, to close us out, here is Ricky J with the lead single from his new project, Paint the Town. Stay with us for more Conversations Live.
She's a freaky girl. We gonna lock it down. Said she's a freaky girl. We'll paint the town red.
Cash. this